in the beginning.
All right. Well, did anyone happen to notice? I mentioned this yesterday, but anybody happen to notice that Donald Trump's approval ratings are the highest they've been since February of 2017? That, according to the average of polls from Real Clear Politics, you know, it seems nearly impossible, honestly, after 3 years of a constant barrage of negative stories from the media, 95% negative or whatever it was, 97%? Yeah. Negative stories, the constant attacks, the Mueller investigation, the Mueller report that went nowhere, the impeachment to nowhere. Yes, according to Real Clear Politics, the president has reached 45.3% approval in the average of polls, and that includes notoriously bad polls like Politico. If you took those out, his numbers would actually be higher. And that, his numbers continue to rise in the newly minted election year, is also quite a surprise, I believe, for Democrats. Of course, Adam Schiff out now saying he wants to hold House hearings on the killing of Soleimani. And he wants to hold House hearings. Yeah, of course he does. Now, just consider what's happened in the past few weeks, and you'll get a better idea of how striking the rising poll numbers really are. Since September, the media and the Democrats together, collectively, they're on the same team anyway, have fed you a steady diet of impeachment and how this president must be removed from office because he's a clear and present danger to the Republic. But as soon as they got their two very weak articles of impeachment voted for along strictly partisan lines, they did nothing with it. It's been, what, 3 weeks now or more? Is it going on a month now? Nothing has happened with impeachment. Mitch McConnell says, you're not going to dictate to me what's going on in the United States Senate. So impeachment's going nowhere. Not only has the impeachment effort failed to move the needle to the Democrats, it has in fact done the opposite, it appears. New polling shows that Donald Trump is doing better in Michigan, better in Pennsylvania, better in Wisconsin, better in North Carolina, better across the country, and better against all of the Democrat comers. By the way, it looks like I might be proven right, because way back when I said that Bernie Sanders was the guy to beat. I said that Bernie Sanders was the guy to beat. And it looks like that might come to pass. It looks like Bernie Sanders might actually be the guy that heads to the top of the polling in Iowa and New Hampshire. And I said he was the guy to beat because he had a steadfast, solid group of supporters who would give him money, who would give him support, no matter what happened. They are rock solid. They're not going anywhere. They are with Bernie until the end. Feel the burn. So he's making his way up through the top. But, yeah, the failure to diminish the president, the failure to damage or diminish the president comes after the Mueller report and all the investigation there and all the testimony. It comes after all the public hearings for impeachment. It comes after all the spectacles and inaccurate stories and anonymous op-eds in the New York Times, all of it. And the president's approval ratings are clicking upward. They're clicking upward. And I don't think the Democrats are going to benefit at all from criticizing the president for killing a known terrorist leader. I don't see how they think that's good calculus. By the way, I don't see how Alyssa Slotkin thinks it's good calculus to be the one leading the effort to limit Donald Trump's ability to deal with terrorism and the terrorist regime in Iran, to deal with the mullahs there that for 40 years have wreaked havoc on this country and the Middle East. Iran, this past year alone, attacked oil fields in Saudi Arabia, shutting down half of the oil production for a period of time. They have targeted and attacked oil tankers in the Straits of Hormuz. They have shot down American drones. And not that long ago, you might remember, they took the crew of an American Navy ship hostage. Do you remember that? Not during this president's time, but do you remember that? That's not happening on this president's watch. That's not happening on this president's watch. It's not going to happen. And so all of these things have taken place, and here's the takeaway that you should have. In the states that will decide the presidency again, people don't like terrorists. People love a good economy. And people like a general sense of fairness. And there is no question that people can look and say, this president has been under attack every single day from day one. From the media, from the hyper-partisan Democrats, from the so-called resistance. Every single day since day one, he's been under attack, and yet he's still been able to get things done. He has a booming economy, an unemployment rate of 3.5%. Wages are up. Consumer confidence is up. We just had the best holiday sales season ever. So people are working more, making more money, having more opportunity. Poverty is down, not only in America, but around the world. It's below 10%. Extreme poverty below 10% for the first time ever. America has become a net exporter of energy. America has been able to readdress crime and punishment with the First Step Act. America has been able to give people that are terminally ill the opportunity to use drugs and medicines that would otherwise not be available. The president has been able to do all of these things despite the considerable headwinds and the opposition from the Democrats and the media. Again, they're the same thing. By and large, they are the same thing. What could he accomplish if he got 10 or 15% positive coverage on CBS, NBC, ABC? What if he got 20% positive coverage? What if they said, you know, the tax cuts have worked? What if they said, you know, moving the embassy to Jerusalem didn't cause a war, as they predicted, but in fact has worked out? What if they just took a moment and told the truth? What an incredible turnaround that would be. All right, it's a Tuesday. Rounding out hour number two. Quick break. We'll be right back with some more thoughts.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There's one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how.